USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
1 week before the election and President Trump campaigning in three battleground states on Tuesday. President Trump holding a campaign rally in Lansing, Michigan.
7 days from now, we're going to win the great state of Michigan. And we're going to win 4 more years in the White House. There's never been a campaign, and we had the record, you know, the record was 4 years ago, that has had more enthusiasm or bigger crowds.
President Trump with stops in Wisconsin and Nebraska as well on Tuesday. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden campaigning in Georgia.
He keeps telling us, we're turning the corners, his quote. It's as removed from reality and as offensive as when he told us the virus affects virtually nobody.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
Former President Barack Obama campaigning in Florida for former Vice President Joe Biden.
I've sat in the Oval Office with both of the men who are running for president. And just in case you couldn't tell, they're very different people. I didn't think that Donald Trump would embrace my vision or my policies, but I did hope for the country's sake that he might show some interest in taking the job seriously. But he didn't.
Obama holding a drive-in rally in Orlando, Florida, continues.
He hasn't shown any interest in doing the work or helping anybody but himself and his friends or treating the presidency as anything more than a reality show that can give him the attention that he craves, and he does crave attention.
Zeta is now a tropical storm. It has winds of 65 miles per hour and is now eyeing the Gulf Coast. It's expected to bring hurricane conditions to portions of that area as early as tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says he won't be traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday, and he's urging all New Yorkers to stay home for celebrations this year.
We have a real threat of a second wave here in New York City. We've been fighting it back, but we can't take it lightly. Most importantly, I want to recommend to all New Yorkers, it's not business as usual. I hate to say it, but I have to urge all New Yorkers, do not travel out of state for the holidays. Do not travel to a state with a high infection rate. Do not travel to a country with a high infection rate.
The mayor adding anyone who gets on a plane should get tested before they do so. De Blasio also pointing out that many of the states are on New York's quarantine list, which requires a 14-day isolation after travel. Wind turbine blades cannot be recycled, so they're piling up in landfills.
Built to withstand hurricane-force winds, wind turbine blades cannot easily be crushed, recycled, or repurposed, and most are longer than the wing of a 747. Tens of thousands of aging blades are coming down from towers around the world with nowhere to go except landfills in Iowa, South Dakota, and Wyoming. In the U.S. alone, about 8,000 will be removed in each of the next 4 years, according to Bloomberg NEF, New Energy Finance, and that has created an urgent search for alternatives in places that lack wide-open prairies where the blades are put out to pasture to be interred in stacks that reach 30 feet under. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.